Ashton Agar. John Agar is coming up to join us, and it's a wonderful to have him here. Hello, John.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. I'm Jim Maxwell.
It's nice to be here. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I bet it is. When did you know that your son was going to be playing?
Well, we found out on Monday after the training, the Aussies training, and Ashton got a short time to come and give us a call and say he'd been selected, and that was that. He was playing.
So you were already here?
No, we were in Melbourne.
Oh,
so
you still, okay.
Yeah, we booked a flight.
Yeah, yeah, right. It all happened quickly then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just to defer to the cricket as we have a chat. Sonia Agar is alongside me as well as we reflect on one of the more amazing days of watching Test cricket. Here's Mitchell Starc. He's running in to bowl to the England captain, Alistair Cook, and he bowls a ball that's pushed away on the offside. So, how are your emotions going?
Well, very emotional, actually. It was quite emotional. Happy. Very happy.
What did you think when he got to 98? 100 was in the bag?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Well, not in the bag, but when he hit that shot, I thought he was going for a four, but he got out, but didn't matter. Did his job, he did it well.
Must be the trip of your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. We're here with his brothers.
Now, I've been hearing about them, yes. As Starc runs in now and bowls the ball. It's a hit away hard by Cook, out through extra cover. Chris Rogers is in pursuit and they get a couple of runs at 2, 4, 37. The extraordinary thing is that it was all kept so quiet. Normally you get a leak, you know, but those of us working in the Fourth Estate, you hear a whisper, oh, Agar's going to be playing, but they kept it very close, and he obviously did too.
Well, we all kept it. I think it was Ashton said, we weren't to tell anybody, and I think that was a part of Cricket Australia's strategy, was to keep their team a bit of a secret, so, it was kept quiet, yeah.
I think it also protected Ashton too. I'm glad it was
absolutely
kept quiet till the end, because as you can see, there's a lot of...
Here's Starc, he's running in down the leg side, a play and a miss by the keeper, yes. But he's such a confident young man. We saw Glenn McGrath presenting with his cap, and he just seemed to be part of the show. He came onto the field with a confident stride, and he's very much part of the scene.
He is. He's very level-headed, Ashton. He's always been a very calm, level-headed young man.
I think what's happened is that throughout his cricketing life, he's played at good levels, and he's played underage at higher levels. So he's had a lot of responsibility, and so I think that he handles pressure and things like that quite well. I don't think it's an issue.
Starc runs in and bowls short. That's pulled away by Cook, and it's going across the square. There's a patrolman in the deep, and they go back for a couple of runs. A flat return goes bounding in as they come back for two, and it's a 2-4. 38. Do you ever seen him bat like that?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, he bats well.
He's not a number 11,
certainly
is
not
he?
No, he's... I certainly don't mean to be overconfident by that, but he can bat well, and he is very capable of making runs at a good bat. So, if he gets going, and he's capable of making good runs. And I think playing for Australia, gosh, I mean, there's not a lot more motivation going on than playing for Australia.
Starc bowls just outside the off stump. So you were present when he received his baggy green. Can you remember what Glenn McGrath said by way of encouragement to him?
Yeah, Glenn McGrath said, never give up. And that was the most poignant message he gave him. And Ashton was emotional. He was, he was emotional to receive that cap from Glenn McGrath. I think we all were. But he said, Ash, just never give up. He said, you don't know what might happen. And it's true.
Prophetic.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Yes. We've had a wonderful day watching this game and the twists of it.
It's quite a good game, isn't it?
Yes, it's a great atmosphere. And Mitchell Starc is trying again at 2 for 38. He's bowling to Cook, and Cook digs out a Yorker right up in the block hole. Now, you've got two other sons?
We do.
And what are their names?
William, who's 17, and Wesley, who's 16.
Okay, so this is going to be like the Chappell brothers, is it?
We get that a lot. We get that a lot.
So they're good cricketers?
They're very good cricketers.
They're very good cricketers.
All right. Okay.
Very, seriously good cricketers, yeah.
So Darren Lehman, has he got them in the team for the rest of the series? He's very good at bringing people in.
We hope Justin Langer will recruit them too.
Don't say that.
Over to the West. Yes.
No, we're not ready. No. They're actually to be perfectly honest with you, both of them are training for their respective state sides in their underage carnivals this year.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they're going to make it, but they're both in training, which is a great thing. And so they're pretty good, yeah.
Batsmen, bowlers?
Wesley's a fast bowler, all-rounders, really.
Wes is a fast bowling, hard-hitting batsman, and William's a very neat, very capable, very correct opening batsman, left-hand. So.
Well, here you are, the chance to watch your son bowl, and he pitches up and is driven back on the bump, I think, to Ashton Agar. That was a near thing.
I think KP wants to take him on.
Well, and sometimes it can be the undoing of KP when he takes on left-arm slow bowlers.
I think you'll think he's got a chance if he does that.
A good battle to watch. Left arm around the wicket. Agar bowls. Peterson defends away on the offside. So he, at the moment, has got a little task in front of him. Must be a little bit buoyed up by what's happened earlier in the day. He shared a record last wicket partnership of 163. He made 98. He bowls again. Peterson has a fly on the offside and plays it on the bump out to extra cover. How much has it helped Ashton playing at senior cricket level since he was 15, wasn't he, in first grade?
Yeah, he would have played at, he went to our club in Melbourne called Richmond at maybe 15 years old and played first 11 cricket at 15.
Mm-hmm.
He's had very good coaches and captains along the way who have helped him out. And they've got good level heads on them.
Back goes Peterson, plays the short ball to cover. That's a no ball, in fact. And what's your influence been on his cricket? Have you coached him in some way too?
John has been. Yes, he has.
Yeah, I love playing cricket with the boys.
Throwing hundreds
of balls. But it comes to a point when they stop listening to their dads.
Yeah, that's true.
That happens.
Yes.
Believe me. It happened a few years ago.
He's coming in now to bowl. Peterson, who sweeps at this and doesn't get hold of it, trying to hit it fine.
is it turning, Jim?
A little bit of turn there, yes. Slow turn, but the odd one is turning. The one he bowled to Cook an over two ago.
Or
he tried to cut it off the off stump. And it was an anxious moment, I think. But with Peterson in this mood to attack, he might get a wicket. John and Sonia Agar, the parents of Ashton Agar, have joined me up here in the commentary position. And they've had an amazing day out.
Amazing.
When he went out to bat, what were you thinking? Australia was then 9 for 117.
What I was really hoping for was we could match their score. Mm-hmm. And I thought if we can get level with England, the one in this game, and who's going to win, I don't know. But and once we drew level...
He's bowling again, and he's driven away into the covers. It's a dot, it's the end of the over.
Once we drew level, wanted to go ahead of them. So...
Yeah. And I knew Ashton could bat, and we know Phil Hughes can bat, so I thought, these two could.
Phil Hughes is great.
These two could do it.
Do you think England underestimated his ability to bat? Because it wasn't until almost the end of his innings that they started to bounce him.
Well, did they underestimate his ability to bat? I don't think that anybody ever gets underestimated in Test cricket, and probably not. Probably didn't underestimate him, no. I knew he could bat, but the whole of the Australian side can bat. So we've been asked a number of times, should he bat at number 11? Well, he should have done probably, yeah. Sorry?
I think it was England. Did you think England underestimated?
I think, no, yeah, but I'm saying that batting 11, though, I think that there's probably a fair spot for him to be at the time.
Now, tell me, Sonia, were you bowling to him in the backyard as well?
No. No? My mother bowled quite a lot to him.
Right.
As a little boy, but John bowled, I can't tell you how many balls, every day. Every day he used to bowl them. He was very good.
We've got three boys who are all close in age, so it's full-on cricket down the driveway off about 8 metres, taped up cricket ball, tennis balls, take no prisoners. If you're going to get out, you're out. You learn to play.
Well, he's learned to play very well. We've got Peter Siddle coming on at the Radcliffe Road end. He runs in and bowls to Cook, and Cook lets it go outside the off stump. So what little celebration do you think there'll be this evening? Have you got a chance to speak to Ashton since...
We did last night, but we plan to have dinner with him tonight.
But you haven't seen him since?
No.
He's made his extraordinary No. In Inns here?
He ran over to the boundary line, looked at his mother and said, I'm sorry about that. That's what he said.
He was speaking to his brothers, I think.
He was laughing. He said, oh, I'm sorry. And we said, it's not a problem.
Yes. Well, he's certainly a very cool 19-year-old.
He is.
From what we've seen so far. It must be the wonderful influence of his parents for him to have got to that point as he bowls again wide of the off stump and it's allowed to go through to the keeper. So, look, thank you very much
thank you.
Coming up to
Please.
Join
thank
us.
Thank you. It was an
John
absolute
John and Sonia
pleasure.
Agar, lovely to have you on board here today. And what a treat for the two of you to have seen your son play that innings.